This is always my favorite thing, when you get the behind the scenes of famous people.
Ooh, yeah.
Like what they want. This is when you piss off personal assistants and they talk.
Yes.
So these are my favorite. So
okay.
You got the personal assistants and the people that used to make the writer or have to talk to the club or the stadium when that person is performing or on a movie. So they're going to talk if you fire them.
Right. If you're going to fire them and they don't have a non-disclosure, because when I was a personal assistant, actually, not everybody I worked for gave me a non-disclosure, by the way. So there are people that I could dish on. It's just that they were nice. So I got nothing to say.
But if you didn't sign your name to it, could you put it out?
You have to sign it.
No, I'm saying if you, like, the first one is Ben Stiller. If you know something about Ben Stiller, can you put it out there and just not put your name on it?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, just so you know, from the perspective of a personal assistant, because like I said, that's what I did for the first like couple of years of my career. It was like my first job. You can't necessarily talk about the celebrity you're working for, but I'm just telling you right now, you spend a lot of time with other personal assistants to other celebrities. And not only do they tell you all about their celebrity, but you spend time with that celebrity. So you get to see firsthand how the person acts and what they're really like. And you didn't sign a non-disclosure with them. You can walk around and say whatever you want to about that, about celebrity A or B, because that's not your boss.
Right.
So, yeah.
All right. So Ben Stiller, he has instructions on how he wants his iced tea.
Okay.
It has to be unsweetened iced tea. It has to be sweetened with 1.5 packets of Splenda inside a 16-ounce cup.
I don't have a problem with this. That's how he likes it.
Okay. The PA brought his iced tea in a paper cup and Ben made him go back and put it in a glass cup. He brought it back. It didn't have enough ice. Then he had to go back and put the ice in the cup and bring that to Ben.
Yeah, that's your job. Your job is to make sure I have what I want. And if I need a pen, you bring me a pen. If I need an iced tea a certain way, that's your job. It's your job to make sure I have what I want. And that's what you brought is not what I want.
All right. Charlize Theron. Is that how you say your name?
Yeah. Charlize Theron. Yeah.
All former staff members are not allowed to speak or look at her.
Oh, I hate those celebrities. I hate when they're like that. But, you know, again, I'm going to defend her, because when you're Charlize Theron and you're that beautiful, everybody wants to talk to you. Everybody is staring at you. It makes you really uncomfortable.
I know, but when you're walking through your house and you can't look at her.
Well, that's weird. I mean, that's a little weird.
And you're remember, watching her kids.
Yeah. Remember, that was the thing. Like at the, I was, again, I didn't work there, I can tell you. But everyone knows this. So there was a particular record label, and you might know it.
Mm-hmm.
And every time Mariah Carey came in, you were not allowed to look at her. You had to stay in your office, or you couldn't be in the hallway, or, you know, if Mariah Carey was there, she didn't want anybody looking at her or talking to her.
Speaking of Mariah Carey.
Okay.
In 2009, she requested that there would be 20 white kittens, 100 white doves during a Christmas tree lighting in London. She also wanted butterfly-shaped confetti and 80 security guards.
Okay, I understand the confetti.
20 white kittens?
That's what I mean. Like, that's one of the things I would side with PETA and be like, no, I'm not going to go find you 20 white kittens.
And 100 white doves and butterfly-shaped confetti.
But not actual butterflies. Butterfly-shaped confetti.
Confetti.
Fine.
They don't
But I'm not getting you live animals. Sorry. No, not happening.
Katy Perry wants flowers, but absolutely no carnations. Underlined for emphasis.
Well, look, you don't know what her triggers are. She might have had some childhood trauma where somebody beat her with carnations, or maybe, you know, maybe she comes from a very religious family. Maybe on some level maybe everyone had carnations around the house. She doesn't want to be reminded of her child. You don't know people's trauma. You don't know the things that trigger them. So if she says no carnations, it could be one of those things where they're making sure you check the rider. You know what I mean? That was the whole thing with the only no green M&Ms. They didn't care about that. It was just to make sure that you read everything that they did ask for. Or maybe she does have a problem with, maybe she's allergic to carnations. You don't know.
All right. Well, I'm learning from this segment is you're a massive pain in the ass. Okay. So
I have no problem with any of these except the kittens.
It, see, and that's what I said. You're a massive pain in the ass. Cher, she requested an empty room dedicated to her wigs.
Okay. First of all, it's Cher.
And it had to be called the wig room.
It is the wig room. It's where she keeps her wigs. Cher and Dolly Parton.
A whole room dedicated to her wigs.
Listen, those things are expensive. If I was Cher, I would want a nicer room for my wigs than for myself. Those things are expensive. They have to be kept a certain way. They need to be aired out and they need people to like fix them. And yes, Cher needs a wig room.
How about Madonna? You going to agree with this?
What does she want?
She wants a 200-person entourage. 200. Not 199, 200-person entourage. She wants light pink roses that have the stems trimmed precisely 6 inches. And she also has to have 20 international phone lines.
Okay, I don't understand why she needs 20 international. One phone calls everywhere, so that's bizarre. And I don't. What does she need 200 people around her for at any given moment? For what?
Exactly.
Why?
All right, Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
He demanded 2 boxes of cornstarch in his dressing room after every performance. The reason behind it was because he wore leather pants on stage and the cornstarch helped him get it off.
Yeah, you get really sweaty. That's a big deal.
Bring your
that's
own
not weird.
Cornstarch. Why give it to you?
Okay, listen. He's busy.
Where do you go to get that?
I'll tell you exactly why. Because he goes from town to town. He can't figure out where they sell cornstarch. You can't buy that just anywhere. So if the one thing he wants is 2 stupid boxes of cornstarch, you know, do that. Give it to him.
All right. Back up Justin Bieber then.
Something flying around in here, by the way.
In your place?
Yeah.
Oh.
I just saw something fly. Flying. My window is open. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, if you see something fly behind me, let me know.
I'm reading my thing. I'm not looking at you.
I'm scared now.
That's what the bug just said. Justin Bieber, back him up. Must have a jacuzzi backstage. Must have 2 hotel rooms for his entourage. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
A redesigned suite filled with antique furniture and purple carnations.
Okay, no. First of all, no on the antique furniture. That's stupid.
And at all times, a private jet and helicopter on standby.
Well, that makes sense because he's such a huge star. He needs to be able to just get out of there immediately.
That is when you say, I ain't having Justin Bieber do the concert then. That's a pain in the ass.
Okay, well, then that's your prerogative. If that's what he needs to just get out quickly. Again, you know, from spending time as a personal assistant, there are celebrities out there that just get bombarded with people. They want to just get there and perform. And then they do meet and greets. You know, they do meet and greets that they chose to do. And people, you know, it's all very organized. And you know, people have whatever they want, a contest or whatever they're there. But when you're Justin Bieber, I mean, remember, he was at his church. Didn't you see this on TMZ? He was at his church. He went to church. And as he was leaving, all of these paparazzi were there and they were bombarding him. And he was like, I will let you take a picture, but then I'm going to get in the car and I'm going to leave. Have a little respect. This is my church. I'm here worshiping God. It's not about me today. It's about God today.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, when you are that famous, it looks exciting from the outside, but from the inside, I'm telling you, part of my job was just taking all the requests for the celebrities I work for. Everybody wants you to be on this board and open a restaurant and cut a ribbon and show up here. And can you do this charity for us and put your name on that? And then you get like, you know, people that you knew from high school. Can you do me a favor? Read the script, like all this kind of stuff. You'd be shocked. And people that are not even all that famous would get requests all day long. So if you're Justin Bieber, I can't even imagine.
Kanye West must have 2 alcoholic machines waiting for him backstage. 1 dispensing frozen Hennessy and Coke, and the other had to dispense frozen Grey Goose and lemonade.
All right, that's not such a big request. Big deal. That's easy. I think it's kind I just of would say no because he's such an asshole.
Right. Jack White from...
The White Stripes.
White Stripes. Mm-hmm. The only thing on his rider contained fresh homemade guacamole, but actually had a recipe on how to make it.
So who's supposed to make this exactly? I mean, yeah, do they send an intern out? That like any of you guys have any culinary expertise, or do they get like, you know, a local chef to do it? That's weird. I understand that it has a recipe. I understand he wants something specific. And that's, if you're home, that makes sense. But when you're on the road, who's preparing your food for
you? And why do you want guacamole every day?
Oh, you know me. I eat the same thing every single day.
That's a lot. The girl we could really care less about, the Danielle Cash Me Outside girl.
Who cares what she wants? Is she anything anymore? No one cares about her.
She got signed to Atlantic, so she's got riders. So on her rider was a 50-inch TV with Netflix and a DVD player that she could watch House of Wax, the Paris Hilton movie.
I don't even think she's still signed to Atlantic. I think she's long gone.
She also wanted 4 large Domino's pizzas.
Yeah.
And 5 white tank tops. Could be any brand, but absolutely not Hanes.
You know, when you're nobody, you can ask whatever you want, and you'd be lucky if you get half the things.
Could you watch House of Wax every day?
I've seen it. It's not bad. The Paris Hilton version is actually pretty good. I saw the original, then I saw the Paris Hilton one. Mm-hmm. I prefer the Paris Hilton one, frankly. But,
I won't. Okay. I couldn't get through it. So.
Not every day. Mean not Girls. Not every day. I'd want a big TV with Mean Girls every day. That makes more sense.
And that makes sense to you. Okay. And this one could be yours, but it's not. It's Barbara Streisand's.
Okay. What does she want?
She wants breakfast at 4 p.m.
Okay.
Lunch about 9 p.m., followed by spa treatments and a dinner delivered to her at 2 a.m.
Well, she's Barbara Streisand. She gets whatever she wants.
She also wanted a handmade box filled with freshly cut grass so her dog could go to the bathroom in it outside of her room, and also provide wooden stairs to help her dog climb into her bed.
Yeah, she travels with those dogs. I think she has more than one. Wait, yeah.
Well, grass in a box.
Why wouldn't she? Yeah, that I understand. Because she doesn't want to have to take the dog out like crazy because she's not going to walk around the street with the dog. I get that. But why doesn't she travel with her own doggy steps?
And doggy box.
Yeah, travel with your own doggy box and just get new grass every... You know, she needs someone to organize this better. This doesn't make any sense.
Wants breakfast at 4 p.m. You've done that before.
Yeah, that's true. I eat breakfast all day long, so it's sort of cheating if you're talking about me.
You wake up at 4 p.m., it's time for breakfast. Then lunch will be about 9. Then your whole day is filled with spa treatments, and then dinner at 2 a.m.